you're talking about amazing grace.
And great, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
A wretch like me.
You know I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now,
Lord,
I see. You know what grace that caused my heart to change.
Yes,
and grace. My fair relief, you know how precious a thing that grace appears.
Lord, they are
my first relief. Yes, I'm talking about me, that grace. Lord, I see the sound that saved a wretch like me.
A wretch like me.
You know I was the Lord,
yes,
but now
I'm found.
I was blind, but now.
Wonderful, how sweet it is. Oh, yeah. I think of it sometime. It's really good. We're going to leave you now and come back to you again pretty soon, we hope. We just hope that. But in leaving you, we just ask you to keep that in mind that we are one. We are one, says the Lord. Yeah. I feel so good about that thing. I can just do this. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
I'm going away to leave you, but you can't go with me.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
I'm going away to leave you, I'm sorry to tell you.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
Saying goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
Jesus sat in that second man's table.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
He was passing the bread, the wine to the members.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
He said goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
He said goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
He said I'm going away to leave you, can't go with me.
Goodbye, sing hallelujah.
I'm going away to leave you, I'm sorry to tell you. Goodbye, everybody. Oh, goodbye, everybody.
We've got an album. It's called So Glad I'm Here. And I'm not prepared. And it has the words to the songs. And it has a game or two on it. We're going to have a workshop, and we do have games, dances, stories, and everything. We've got pictures, and we've got her life story on here, and they're not but $5. If you would like to get one, I'll be right in back. Thank you.
There's some grace on that.
Yes, amazing grace is on there.
I always have so many things to tell you, so much on my mind, and one thing I've forgotten, the ox cart ride. We have an ox cart ride back here in the circle. Back, you go down by the boat landing, and there are signs that will point you to the ox cart ride, and I hope all the children will go down there and ride. They are very gentle, and I'm sure that most of you have never had that thrill of going 2 miles an hour. From over St. Augustine way comes a fine 12-string guitarist and a capital singer, Bob Patterson. Bob, hold it just one moment because I forgot to tell that Gamble Rogers has made his way down to the vicinity of the boat landing and will be having a song and tail swapping session down there for any of you who want to join him.
Sure rained hard last night. I'll tell you, a little more on the vocal mic. Test 1, 2. A little bit more on the vocal mic. They're not numb. There we go.
Just a homegrown country boy, I don't know your city ways. I'm fresh in from the country, I'm country born and raised. I would not take advantage, man, I wouldn't sell you any hay. I'm just a homegrown country boy, and I deal in honest ways. Just a homegrown country boy, traveling near and far, sleeping underneath the trees, high among the stars. I'm just a homegrown country boy, you know my life is wild and free. And anywhere I hang my hat is home enough for me. Just a homegrown country boy, traveling near and far, sleeping underneath the trees, high among the stars. I'm just a homegrown country boy, you know my life is wild and free. And anywhere I hang my hat is home enough for me.
Thank you all very much. Yes. Way back in the 1920s and 30s, the two dominant music forms were, well, they called it swing, and the other was the world of ragtime.
Ain't you been blue, ain't you been blue, ain't you been blue, ain't you been blue since you left me, blue since you left me, ain't you been blue, just as blue as anyone could be, since you said goodbye to me. Ain't the skies been gray, ain't the skies been gray, ain't the skies been gray, ain't the skies been gray since you left me, gray since you left me, ain't the skies been gray, just as gray as any sky could be, since you said goodbye to me. Oh, it all could end, it all could end, it all could end, it all could end if you come back, and if you come back, if you come back to me and be my loving gal again. Hey, I'll be your loving man. Oh, the sun will shine, the sun will shine, the sun will shine, the sun will shine in the morning and in the evening and in the nighttime too. Shine on for you and me, shine on for me and you. Shine on, guitar. Mm-hmm. Oh, the sun will shine, the sun will shine, the sun will shine, the sun will shine in the morning and in the evening and in the nighttime too. Shine on for you and me, shine on for me and you.
Several years ago, I used to work for one of those New York agents that like to send performers on one-nighters across the country. One night in California, next night Chicago, next night Miami. The only problem with all that being is that I had to drive in between gigs. I had a small Italian sports car that didn't have a heater. And I remember one February after finishing a concert at the University of Kentucky in Lexington, I had 12 hours to get from there to Philadelphia. 8 degrees above zero, and after driving 6 hours in that car, I was frozen stiff, just outside of Zanesville, Ohio. Figured I'd pull into a truck stop there and thaw out. From that same car, I had a brand new 12-string guitar stolen from me one time, and instead of cutting the hole in the roof so that you could put your arm down inside, lift up the handle, open the door, take the guitar out that way, they made the hole in the roof big enough to lift the guitar out through it. So it's always been my policy, wherever I go, this old 12-string guitar goes with me. Into the truck stop there at Zanesville. Place was loaded with all kinds of truck drivers. They took one look at me shivering in the doorway with my arm around this guitar, and they thought I'd look strange. I walked over to the counter and ordered me a hot cup of tea, and they knew I was strange. I didn't have time to explain to them that it was part of my English heritage, much less what happens to my stomach after I drink some of that roadside coffee. Wasn't long before one of those boys walked up to me. He said, "Hey, boy, you pick that thing?" "Yeah, I pick it." "How about you pick it for me now?" "No, man, my hands are too cold. I can't play that guitar right now." Then another truck driver come over. "You one of them hippie communist freaks go around smoking all that dope? You better pick something on the guitar, boy." "Now, man, my hands are too cold. I can't play that guitar right now." Then another truck driver, and another, and another. Gradually, I began to thaw out from all that external source of heat, if you know what I mean. Besides that, one of them knew how to strike home. He walked up to me, pulled out his top-grade cowhide swank billfold, ripped off a brand-new $20 bill, and laid it on the table, followed it with a brand-new $10 bill. Then I watched those tobacco-stained fingers of his go rambling around the pocket of his Big Mac work shirt. He came up with a $5 bill, was rolled up so tight, looked like he'd been snorting brutin' snuff through it. $35 on the table, those bloodshot, pearly blue eyes on me, he said, "I'll give you $35 if you can pick Under the Double Eagle." Thank you all very much.
That was Bob Patterson from St. Augustine, and I hope you'll have him come to your club and play for you. For pay, of course. Oh, it's a wonderful thing that these people come to take part in the Florida Folk Festival on their own to share their tremendous heritage of music with you and with us, and we deeply appreciate it. Our workshops are beginning this afternoon at 2:30. The Psaltery workshop has been moved and will be up near Mike Otterina's stand over here, Craft Chickie, right up in there, and I'm sure you, wherever the crowd gathers, that'll be it. Let me see, there's some other workshops I need to tell you about while Joe Mark is getting ready. Up the hill from the boat landing, and these places are marked. Graham Cash will be having a song swap session. The folk dance workshop was at noon down on the stage. Wasn't that fun? How many of you went down there? Well, I declare, I went, and it was great. And the Psaltery workshop is going on. Little Melanie is lost in the crowd somewhere, and her grandmother is right down here waiting for her. I wish you all would hold on to your children. Don't let them stray. Please don't. And we do thank you for not bringing your dogs with you today. If you'd brought them, we wouldn't have let you in. Now, let's welcome Joe Mark, one of our tried and true entertainers from St. Augustine. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right, I'm wrong. It's Lance Lazenby from Hawthorne, Florida.
I have a real identity crisis, use a psychological term, about that Hawthorne business. My mailing address is Hawthorne. My main stomping ground is Gainesville. My phone is listed under Melrose, and I pay my electrical bill in Live Oak, Keystone Heights. I pay the electrical bill in Keystone Heights, phone bill in Live Oak, blah, 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 blah. Enough to drive a person to drink. I heard up the country talking about drink because there's just one little piece of this first song about that noxious subject, quote, unquote. I understood from what I heard up there that in parts of Suwannee County, moonshine is known as autumn leaves. And they call it that because you drink a pint and then you change colors and fall. I always heard it called bullfrog myself because you drink some and then you hop around some and then you croak. But anyway, this is a song that's partly about that. Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed a rocky top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from rocky top, reckon they never will. Corn won't grow at all on rocky top, dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on rocky top get their corn from a jar. Rocky top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky top, Tennessee. Rocky top, Tennessee. I've had years of cramped up city life, trapped like a duck in a pen. All I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky top, Tennessee. Rocky top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. You ever taken a whole big cup of ice and eaten the thing, you know, nonstop? I about brought disaster on myself that way one time because, you know, I did that just before I came out in front of a mic, just like this. And I came out, and I said, now I'd like to do a song called Jimmy... I didn't say that, I'm sorry, I just started. And I was going along, and all of a sudden I tried to sing after that cup of ice. Don't ever do it, it'll slow your tongue down. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows that I'm the newsboy of the town. You can hear me yelling, morning star, as I'm moving along the street. Got no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. Sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. Sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir, and the clothes is mighty thin. Wander about from place to place, my daily bread to win. My father died a drunkard, sir, I've heard my mother say. I am helping mother, sir, as a journey on my way. My mother often tells me, sir, I've nothing in the world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. I sell the morning paper.
soap, 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 soap. Oh, that's so bad. You're supposed to say, what are you doing? He says, I'm just humming a few bars. There's a song most of you remember called Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town that was written by a Florida boy named Mel Tillis quite a few years back, recorded by him and also by several other people. Mel also wrote a spoof of his own song, which I'd like to do, called Chubby. You painted up your lips and washed in orange your store-bought hair. Chubby, I didn't know you had a bald spot under there. But it's not as bad as seeing you standing in your dressing gown. Oh, Chubby, please take your love to town. Now I don't mind a gal that's plump and full of energy, nor one that's 6 feet tall and tips the scales at 303. And I don't care if she wears shoes her daddy threw away, but Chubby, you're more than I can take. It's hard to love a woman whose legs are bent and do not match. I've never seen but one of your eyes, on the other you wear a patch. It won't be long until I'm dead if you keep hanging around. But Chubby, please take your love to town. The climax. Anti-climax. She's leaving now cause I just saw the truck back to the door. Load her up and they could have used three more. And if I could move, I'd sing and shout and drink the bottle down. Oh, Chubby just took her love to town. They've hauled my love to town. Don't turn that truck around.
You can't imagine how pretty you all look out there in that lovely, warm sunshine and the spots of shade. Really, you do. And you are a wonderful audience, and we appreciate you. Are you having a good time? Well, so are we. That makes us very happy. Remember that we have a bulletin board up at the back of the new administration building for you to post your rides and your wants and so forth. Don't come down here and ask me to announce that you want.